Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today's gospel reading, John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, is from a few chapters in the book of John that are really something special. In these chapters, St. John describes the last words and conversations Jesus shared with his apostles and his last prayers to God the Father before he was arrested and crucified. In our own lives, when we have an opportunity to speak with those we love before big goodbyes, and especially before death, it is a very unique and intentional time. It's when we talk about the things that are most dear to us. And Jesus, as a person who is both fully human and fully divine, is no different in this. It's a time when Jesus really lays it all out there, and we get to see this beautiful glimpse of his heart. Within these chapters, which are known as the Farewell Discourse, we get to see the beauty of Jesus' relationship with his Father, and we also see the intensity of his love for his followers and for all people. It's also a time when he gives instructions for how his followers should carry on after he's gone from the earth. The section chosen for today's gospel reading, at least in my Bible, falls under the section titled, Jesus Prays for the Church. He is praying for those who were currently surrounding him at the time, the apostles who would be instrumental in the beginnings of the church, but he's also praying for us now. He's praying for all those who would ever make up his body as members of the church. The line that has really been sticking out to me is verse 3. It says, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I find this to be so impactful because oftentimes I think about eternal life as something that is far away and quite intangible. It's something that I yearn for, but because of the fact that it is eternity and it's very difficult for our minds to comprehend, it seems like it must be completely separate from my daily life and experiences. It feels like it has to be so much bigger than the tedious tasks and demands of our life on earth. And yet, in this verse, Jesus is telling us otherwise. He is telling us that eternal life is not far away in terms of time or geographic space. Eternal life is knowing and loving God through Jesus Christ, who has revealed him to us. Eternal life is communion with the Holy Trinity. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus is telling us that we don't have to wait for our eternal lives to begin. Each day we are given is a part of eternity. Through his passion and resurrection, he is offering us a share in his divine life today. Each and every day, we are graciously offered the chance to know and love Jesus Christ, who reveals to us the one true God. Through prayer and the sacraments of the church, we get to be in relationship with the Holy Trinity each and every day. Jesus makes it so simple for us. It's almost frustrating how simple it truly is. I think out of my pride, I sometimes almost want holiness and eternal life to be something complicated so that I can claim that it's something that I figured out and achieved. But truly, it is simple. It is a relationship that we are offered and must choose to accept and live through the Catholic Church. It's a gift we are graciously given from the God who created us, loves us, and redeems us. Eternity is happening now, and eternal life, living in a relationship with God and loving and worshiping Him, is something that is available to us today. Even in the tedious tasks and sufferings of daily life, Heaven is being offered to us, and we must ask for the grace to live in it and accept it. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, thank you for revealing the Father to us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life which you won for us. Thank you for offering us the opportunity to know you and be in communion with you each and every day. Today we ask for the grace to accept the divine life you are offering to us. Help us to choose to stay in relationship with you, even when we are tempted to turn away from you due to sin or suffering. Jesus, please keep us close to you today and always. And through your grace, allow us to receive the gift of eternal life with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.